Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, it is Redman Bytaj, me Paul Machin. Hey Bytaj, look at all the things happening around Liverpool. A very transfer-centric Bytaj for you today. No less than five different footballers linked with the Reds in the last 24 hours, and one very, very concrete one from a lovable but slightly less than concrete source. Let's go with that. We're going to start things off then. With Nico Williams, not that one, the one who plays for Athletic Bilbao, the winger, and it's being reported by The Express, British newspaper The Express, who say Liverpool could strike January agreement to replace Mohamed Salah for free. Liverpool are tracking Athletic Club winger Nico Williams, who could be available on a free transfer. A potential long-term replacement for Salah could be brought in without spending a penny, they say. He's currently set to be available on a free transfer next summer and can talk to foreign clubs about signing a pre-contract agreement from January. 21-year-old is an exciting young winger capable of playing on both sides and has managed 10 caps for Spain, with some of them coming at the World Cup in Qatar, and 90 men say he's on Liverpool's radar, with Arsenal, Tottenham, Bayern Munich, Juventus and Aston Villa all keen as well. They still expect the Basque-born player to commit his future to the club, but he is rapidly approaching the window where he is able to speak to overseas clubs about moving as a free agent in 2024. Should the standoff at San Mames not be resolved, Williams would be an attractive proposition for Liverpool, landing a player of his quality and potential at his age, twin with his appealing versatility, without the need for a transfer fee, would be quite the coup, wouldn't it? I'm not 100% convinced that he is of the standard that Liverpool are looking for. I did have a very brief look, and he is much more of a traditional wide player and winger than Salah is. Far more about the progressive carries and take-ons than Salah does from those kind of positions these days. But still, obviously, you know, Liverpool would have their eyes on these kind of situations. I think the thing that's the big takeaway from it is the line in which they say La Liga side, Athletic Club, still expect the Basque-born player to commit his future to the club. We've seen that happen a lot. A lot of players remain very loyal to that side, and they're very keen to keep, you know, Basque-born players associated with the football club. So, yeah, I wouldn't expect too much movement from Liverpool on that one. But, of course, not outside the realms of possibility. Another potential Salah replacement linked is Real Madrid's Rodrigo. This comes from paisleygates.com via Diario Madridista, who appears, I've kind of centered an article around the world in which Kylian Mbappe arrives at Real Madrid and what the knock-on impact would be. But Eduardo Inda, the journalist writing for Diario Madridista, says Klopp, in addition to being a great coach, likes good players. He likes a Real Madrid player that the leadership loves, but who could leave if Mbappe arrives in the summer? He is a player who could be thinking of him to replace Salah. The player he loves is Rodrigo. He would put him in the band because he is to replace the Egyptian. If Mbappe comes, there would be many overloaded positions at Real Madrid. They go on to say that Rodrigo's had a good time at Real Madrid of late. In the Champions League winning season in 2022, he only got 5 goals and 2 assists. But last season, the 22-year-old directly contributed in 30 goals in all comps for Los Blancos, 19 goals and 11 assists. He's been playing more central for Madrid this season, but only has 2 goals and 13 appearances so far. Probably doesn't really want to play in that position, it goes on to say. would like to play wide, which obviously would fit in with Liverpool. And having, again, taken a glance at his stats so far, very, very similar to what you're seeing for Mohamed Salah. His pass completion's actually a little bit better. He's got more successful take-ons and actually intercepts the ball and blocks the ball lots more than Salah does as well. But of course, Salah's overall goal-scoring ability and assist-making ability is what stands him out, apart from away from almost everyone in the world, particularly in that position. And in that, obviously, Rodrigo falls a little short, particularly so far this season. But they're saying he could be valued at around £87 million at €100 million. But again, it seems to be tied into the incoming of Kylian Mbappe, which I guess wouldn't be happening until next summer. But certainly the kind of profile I think people will be encouraged to see Liverpool target if Salah wanted to move on this summer. Right. A slightly better known journalist, and certainly one we discuss a lot on these shows, Christian Falk, has been has an article written about him on DaveOCCop.com, and his thoughts on a player called Maximilian Bayer, who currently plays for Hoffenheim, and his tweet says, "True tick. Despite the contract interest, concrete interest of Brentford and Everton, Maximilian Bayer, 21, signed a new contract at TSG Hoffenheim until 2027, including a release clause. With six goals, the striker is in the top five of Bundesliga. Also, Liverpool scouted Bayer." So Liverpool very much the third wheel in this in the coverage of this so far. But, you know, the 21-year-old, according to transfermarkt.com, is 185 centimetres, 1.85 metres, which is around the six-foot mark. So, you know, a decent size, no small kid. 21 years old, and in fact only just turned 21 on the 17th. Of October, and yeah, two caps, one goal for the Germany on the 21 side. But what's interesting, we'll be catching the eye so far this campaign. 8 appearances in the Bundesliga, 6 goals and 1 assist in just 475 minutes is an absolutely stellar return in terms of goal contributions for this time involved so far. Really, really good. Definitely one that we'll obviously be catching the eye when someone kind of pops up above the parapet like that. There's no way that they won't draw attention. And there's a lot of mention in the article about Jörg Schmeichel's connection to the Bundesliga, etc., etc. But the question is this the kind of player that Liverpool actually need? Do they need someone else who can play central? I mean, if you're going to build your side around Darwin Nunes, and then if he's not available, and we've seen him be a little inconsistent with his fitness and availability, do you need to get someone else who can perform that role in a similar sort of vein so as not to undercut what you're doing across the full length of a season? Possibly. But yeah, definitely one to keep an eye on. Whether he's ultimately at the level, it remains to be seen. But obviously Liverpool do have relations with Hoffenheim. I mean, I'm sure they can always get Ian Ayre on the phone to go and get back in touch with them, like with the Bobby Firmino deal. But that remains to be seen.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Right, moving things forward, another one who obviously dominates transfer talk is Fabrizio Romano, and he is talking about Liverpool's interest in a Bundesliga 2 starlet to gain this fire, Dave Oshikop. Fabrizio Romano, writing in his daily briefing, said there have been reports about Liverpool being keen on Schalke youngster Hassan Ouedraogo. And yes, it's true that Liverpool like him, says the Italian transfer guru. But it's the same for Bayern Munich and AC Milan. They're all informed on his situation, on his release clauses. He has different ones based on the clubs interested. For sure, he's a top talent, and that's why those three clubs are interested. I think he has great potential. He'll need some time to develop, but he looks a very good player. It's mentioned that he's played 10 times in Bundesliga 2 so far this season, scoring one goal. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, Liverpool, if this is the kind of player that you're picking up on the super cheap, and he can maybe bounce a little bit between the under-21s and the, you know, the first team, you know, and maybe that development group that, that sits in between, like Ben Doak and like Joel Quanta, I guess, then maybe that would make sense. But you know, if you're talking about a 17-year-old, it's not likely to come in and usurp, you know, any of the current, you know, attacking players for Liverpool. Definitely one for the future. And again, it's not like he's pulling up trees in Bundesliga 2 at this point. But yeah, if he's highly regarded, he's highly regarded, but feels a bit soon for a Liverpool move. Right to the big news. Our good friend Indy Kyler had everyone wait until 11:30. And then beyond, having made everyone stay up till 11:30, I say everyone, not me. I checked it this morning because I'm not a psychopath. 11:32, he tweeted, exclusive. Andre Trindade has agreed personal terms with Liverpool Football Club. Liverpool are negotiating with Fluminense, LFC, want to sign the player in January. Alisson Becker is playing a big part bringing Andre to LFC. Now, that last bit makes sense. He's a Brazilian as well. I'm not sure how well connected they are there. Maybe there is a deeper connection. Who knows? Maybe they struck up a great friendship during his couple of, you know, his couple of appearances for Brazil. The other stuff, I wouldn't imagine that's far off true. It seems very likely that Liverpool will move for Andre in January. And so it does... It stands to reason that personal terms will have at least been agreed in principle, perhaps between the agents and, you know, in back, through back channels and what have you. We see a lot of that happen, don't we, in modern football transfer moves. So that's inherently possible. I've mentioned this a number of times. The Copa Libertadores final is on the 4th of November. And actually, I looked at it earlier today. The Brazilian league, in which Fluminense are competing, ends on the 3rd of December. So obviously that's something to be factored in. Fluminense are currently 9th in that league. I'm never 100% on how Brazilian football works, if I'm being perfectly honest. It feels like I believe they do like kind of like two half seasons and they have a tournament in between. But anyway, yeah, it's not like they're going to win. They're not going to win their Serie A, but they have got a very good chance of winning Copa Libertadores. So you would imagine the earliest this will be completed, as in fully negotiated and agreed, would be after the 4th of November, more likely around December onwards that you might see this really gather some pace. But then definitely an interesting one. And just to kind of round this off, really, I discovered a thread written about him and how he would suit Liverpool from a Twitter account called Fluminense for Foreigners. And it mentions, talking about the manager over in Fluminense, values ball possession. His game is the opposite of Pep's style. His game is relational and the players don't have to be attached exactly to that position. And he says that's why Andre isn't always as a six with the ball possession and people think he's an eight, which I thought was really interesting. I've seen a lot of people refer to him as not being the six that Liverpool need, but moreover, he's a six but has the ability to move into eight-like positions in possession, which is very good. He goes on to say, he's the best defensive midfielder in Brazil. skill, nice dribble, press resistance, extraordinary pass completion rate. He's ready to play in Europe. Also said he's been used as a centre-back to put a more offensive team out on the pitch at times when they're trying to get results by moving him deeper, putting a more traditional defensive midfielder in front of him and giving them more in the first phase of play. And then even goes on to kind of look at him as how he would fit for Liverpool and says playing with Trent as a double pivot would really suit his game, and goes on to say that he thinks Liverpool would probably be the best fit. The best match for him sportingly is Liverpool. His intensity and quality of pass is the kind of thing that'll make him a nice replacement for Fabinho. Barcelona's good sportingly, but I think they don't have the money to enter this run. Yes, so it does look like Liverpool will do that. How true it is, the personal terms are agreed. There's really no way to corroborate that at this point until we start to see more news on that. But yeah, it wouldn't be totally shocking if that was the case. It does feel very, very likely that he will become a Liverpool player sooner rather than later. If you actually you want a little bit more news and a little bit more insight on that over on redmenplus.com, Dan Clubb has spoken to João Guilherme from Fluminense for Foreigners to find out more about the Brazilian midfielder. So if you want to go deeper with the person who wrote all those wonderful things about how he would fit for the Reds, then head over to redmenplus.com. And while you're there, if you're not subscribed yet and you want to try that subscription for half price, choose a captain subscription monthly and use the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, BITESIZE. Get it for half price. Get that incredible interview and learn more about Andre Trindade, who has, according to Indy Carla, agreed personal terms. And of course, you know, if you want to get close to everything around the Football Club in podcast form and video form as well, if that's what floats your boat, we got you covered on redmenplus.com. Journo Insight went out yesterday with Neil Jones. We've got pre and post-match content for every Liverpool game, home and away, as well as a whole host of brilliant documentaries, including Bobby Firmino, Best in the World, our three-part documentary series, all streaming over on there. And yeah, you can get it for half price for 2 months using the code BITESIZE on a captain monthly subscription. Anyway, that is it from me. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you all soon. Ta-da.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.